This is Deborah, Dick's daughter. I wish I could be with you all today, but it just wasn't logistically possible to fly in time. So I'm speaking to you briefly this way instead. I hope it works. And really, this kind of practical, spontaneous invention, using just the material at hand, turns out to be a bit of a family tradition. This is something that at least some of you may not know about my dad. Sure, he administrated and managed. He was the temple president for a term. He did a lot of organizing with an MIT board and class notes. And then there was the community without walls. But he was also a bit of an inventor. And this responsible administrative guy's inventions came from materials, usually, which he had never studied formally. When I was a little kid, in the 60s, Princeton was a veritable and somewhat glamorous petri dish for dinner parties. Lots of new business and new ideas and other new and shiny things were always getting stirred up in the Le Creuset pot, along with Julia Child Coq-au-Vin and cassoulet. Dad was a chemical engineer at the time, cooking stuff up at a research lab. Yeah, more cooking, yes, again. And at one of those dinner parties, so he told me, he met a guy named Bill. Bill had a new idea about a pharmaceutical delivery system. So they hit it off, and my dad, having the practical experience, started to develop it. Of course, he had no medical experience, that I know of anyway, but he did know chemistry. That idea ultimately did not work out. But then came this other idea, to computerize medical billing for physicians, which was something which apparently had never been done before. And then, almost lickety-split, they were building this building near the runway at the Princeton Airport. Being a little kid, I thought this was totally normal and just the way things work naturally on planet Earth. He would take me there sometimes to visit, he was excited. And afterwards, sometimes we'd even go to Dairy Queen. One day, he took me into this big sort of cinder block room that was lined with stacks and columns of long rectangular punch cards. It's amazing I knew what a punch card was, but I did. And at least some of them, these punch cards, were sort of fluttering and moving. Also, there was this other man sitting right inside the door at a sort of desk facing the punch cards and watching them intently. It looked like he did that all day long to me. My dad intently watched them for a second, too, so did I. And, of course, this was the 1960s version of a computer, something in which, as far as I know, he'd never been formally trained. His father, Joe, had done something similar. By training, Joe was a jeweler and a mechanical engineer, but in the war he worked with Signal Corps. We're not really sure doing what. When the war ended, he and his military work partner bought up army surplus cameras and started, according to Dad, the first business that provided photos of newborns in hospitals for their parents. More practical innovation in an entirely new field. So, let's circle around a bit. Picture my dad in the 1960s, this sort of nerdy guy from Flatbush who didn't have his father at home a lot of the time, and who was smart enough to get 2 degrees at MIT and then sufficiently wily and adaptive to shed that very nice and hard-earned and perhaps somewhat predictable destiny for a new and slightly risky technology in a sort of increasingly wild moment in time. There was the summer all these friends spent sitting together outside at the picnic tables at A Kitchen, perhaps the first Sichuan restaurant to come to this area. Its actual kitchen was in a converted gas station next to those picnic tables, by a 2-lane highway, across the street from a cornfield. The meals would get handed out a window to the tables. Some of the food seemed to me to be served in these little red paper-lined, plastic, oval, maybe French fry baskets that looked like they had belonged to the gas station or some fast food joint that had closed. Once in a while, someone would even give me a sip of beer from the bottle. That way she won't like it later, my father said, which pretty much turned out to be true. Most of that food was too spicy for my little mouth, but I watched the grown-ups gobble it down with excitement. Next, I would watch them feel a little sting in their mouth and then turn a little red, just the way they were also savoring and digesting this dazzling and expansive and slightly sharp and maybe a teeny bit dangerous feeling life. Sure, there's also the time when he painted a slanty-eyed E.T. on the traditional pottery he'd made at a workshop in Maine in the Native American tradition, while everyone else was painting on, more dutifully, a moose or a deer. Or the way he once said to me, "The reason you're so smart is I'm so smart," when he was trying to reason with me as a teen. But perhaps, most importantly, there's this. Maybe you'll go home today, or tonight, or sometime soon, think of him, and once again, one more time, just dare to be at least quietly and practically different in the way that only you are, that only you can be. That is, if you haven't already done that today. And thanks for coming.